The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Did you ever sing that song as a kid? I did, and what I learned as a child still rings true for me. I was taught the truth of God's Word, and my faith roots run deep as a result. But it didn't stop there for me. All throughout my life, through every hill and valley, I have continued to go to the Word of God to lead me and be the light for my path in this often very dark world around me. Many have lots to say about the Bible. Some dismiss it as simply history. Others discredit it as irrelevant. Still others hold to some of the truth they choose to hold to while watering down or simply ignoring the rest. Results from the American Worldview Inventory 2020, produced by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, found that the percentage of Americans who believe that the Bible is the inspired, true Word of God is down more than 21 percentage points since 2000. This parallels a 50% decrease in biblical worldview in America over the same time period, from 12% to the current 6%, the lowest number ever recorded. What does that mean? A generation of immature believers is stepping out into spiritual battle without the most powerful weapon we have. As a result, we are seeing lost sheep tossed to and fro, carried away by every wind of doctrine, like it says in Ephesians 4:14. The gospel of Jesus is about discipleship, not church attendance. We are sending our own out into the world ill-equipped, and the result is evident. They are being devoured by the enemy and discipled by the world. The spiritual battle is raging, and we must put on the full armor of God to fight and reclaim our hearts and our homes for the Lord. My focus all month long has been in Ephesians 6:10 through 20, which helps us see clearly the war we face and the armor we have been given to fight. We have the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and lastly, we hold fast to the sword of the Spirit we read about in Ephesians 6:17, which is the Word of God. This piece of armor is the only one out of all of them that is both defensive and offensive. Standing on the Word of God gives us the power to both defend against as well as attack the enemy that seeks to destroy us. Have you been persuaded that the Bible isn't enough for you? I think back on the words of Joshua, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, because you can't serve both God and man. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We take up our cross and follow Jesus. And as we do, we will fight our battles with the sword of the Spirit, which is the truth. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. God has given us all we need in His Word. The truths we hide in our heart are then used as an armory to pull from in any battle we face. Just like Jesus defeated Satan in the wilderness with only the truth of Scripture, that's all we need to be victorious when we face temptation, doubt, or worry. To be prepared for battle, we must stand alone on the Word of God. That's the truth. Now that we've put on the full armor of God, join me next time at lifeword.org to discover the final step Paul gives us in Ephesians 6. We should never skip as we head into battle. Remember, you are well equipped. Get your armor on and stand strong with your sword in hand. I'm Lori Klein.